Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hillbilly Youngins is intended for a younger listening audience.
Hey, I'm Kristen, and Jerry and Tracy are my parents.
Hi, I'm Dakota, and Jerry and Tracy are my grandparents.
And we are the Hillbilly Youngins.
Hey guys, it's Kristen.
And Dakota.
And you are listening to
the final episode
of Hillbilly Youngins.
Yep.
You heard that right, guys.
Hillbilly Youngins will be no more after this.
We're retiring and moving to Florida.
No, we're not.
We are.
Not.
We are moving to Florida, and we are going to sail around the world and eat bonbons and watch soap operas all day. I'm just kidding. No, but really, this is our last episode, guys. We're so sorry. You know, I'm sure you guys know that life happens, and I work a full-time job at Toyota.
Sorry, I'm, like, not crying, but I have, like, something in my nose.
She's crying.
No, I'm not.
I build cars for a living, which is a very physical job, and I work about 11 hours a day, so it's hard for me to, you know, be able to commit full-time to the podcast as much as I would like to. And Dakota, she is just a kid and wants to be a kid. I'm just kidding. No, she likes the podcast. It's just one of those things where I just can't have the time to do it, and I wish I did.
Also, I'm kind of lazy sometimes.
Yeah, she is kind of lazy. But you guys have been so awesome.
Yeah.
And all of you that have left reviews about us or said things about us on the Facebook page, you guys have no idea how special that makes us feel. Because
it's weird hearing this out of a 12-year-old girl.
I know.
Because it's like I'm talking to adults.
Yeah.
A lot of adults, actually.
And you guys just made us so happy, and we feel like you're part of our family. And even though, you know, we won't be doing the Hillbilly Youngins podcast anymore, we are still Mom and Jerry's family.
Yeah.
So we won't be going anywhere. So we are still free to talk to anybody anytime they want to hit us up, or there might be times where we do come on the show from time to time. But as far as a weekly thing, it's no more. But I do know that Jerry has something in the works that he showed me a preview for. And it is awesome. It's called Hillbilly Whores Dead Time Stories. And just know that what I saw is awesome. And I really hope you guys watch it and tune into it, because you will not be disappointed. All right, Coda, let's go ahead and get into our story. What do you say?
Okay.
Today we are going to be doing a story on Mammoth Cave. Now, Mammoth Cave is located in Kentucky, and I have actually been there quite a few times.
I have not.
I would love to take the girls. I've always wanted to. I've always planned to. This is one of favorite memories of mine growing up. My dad would take Josh, my brother Josh and I, to Mammoth Cave all the time. And we just had the best time there. I remember just having so much fun with him. And I always wanted to share that experience with Dakota and Addison.
I hope I don't fall and die off a cliff.
However, although I still want to take them there, I was not aware of all the history inside that cave. I guess when I was little, I just didn't pay attention to the tour guide. Because, you know, I mean, I'm sure they tell you the story and the history the whole time you're walking through. And, you know, as a kid, you don't pay attention to that stuff. You're just amazed at the wonder around you and all the rock formations. And, I mean, it's fascinating. But now that I'm an adult and I love learning about history of things and I'm reading all this, I'm like, holy crap, I cannot believe I was in there.
I was just about to say something smart, but I forgot what it was. It's like those
It'll come to you.
Rocks that, like, they form off the top of caves. They're like that. Usually made out of, like, limestone or something.
Yeah, those... Oh, crap.
I've got, like, a big scientific name to it. I was about to be like... I can't remember. And also, blah, 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 blah. Anyways, just continue.
Okay. It's still cool. But, wow. Once you hear this, you will just be amazed. In 1839, a man by the name of Dr. John Croghan purchased the cave for $10,000. The cave has been used for more than 4,000 years. And this place is flipping huge. And that's just what they have access to. I'm sure there's like a whole underground that they cannot get to that is even bigger. Natives used the cave as shelter whenever the weather got bad while they were hunting. The cave is more than 400 miles long.
That is ridiculous.
That's galore, that's a big cave. And it has been explored by many. When Dr. John bought the property, he also bought slaves that came with it. I hate talking about slaves. It just pees me off.
So wazzes me off. Hashtag Nickelodeon.
It was?
Wazzes me off.
Wazzles. Yeah, I just can't. Ugh, makes me mad. But the slaves came with it, and the slaves were actually the ones who did the tours. So from now on, instead of slaves,
they should have been
tour guides, because that is what they truly were.
Yeah.
Amazing tour guides.
They should have told the people, help me, I'm being enslaved here.
I didn't work like that back then, sister, sorry.
I know.
I know, honey, it's sad, but it's fortunately one of the bad parts of our history. The slaves would give the guided tours, and a notorious tour guide named Stephen Bishop knew the ins and outs and everything there was to know about the cave. He's actually the one that had mapped out the cave. So you can imagine, 400 miles, this man had mapped out almost the whole cave. This guy had to have just, I mean, he really truly knew the cave.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, he probably climbed through all kinds of different small holes, and I mean, you've seen shows about people who like explore caves. God, it makes me claustrophobic just watching it.
I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't think I would like,
just thinking about it gives me anxiety. Now, however, when the doctor bought the cave, he had a different idea for it. He wanted to turn it into a sort of hospital for tuberculosis patients. Now, you have to remember, and I'm sure you may know a little bit about this, Dakota, whenever people had tuberculosis, it was obviously a deathly disease, and no one had a cure for it. And this was a long time ago, so they obviously didn't have the science and advanced medicine and things that they have now. So they would experiment all kinds of different things to see if they can cure it. I remember when we went to Waverly, they would talk about how they would put blow-up balloons inside people's lungs to see if they could expand their lungs so they could breathe better. Horrible idea. But in this case, he built 11 huts inside the cave, and he moved 15 patients in hopes that the 54-degree temperature would be good for the lungs. Are you awake over there?
Yes.
Okay. You were not paying attention. How dare you, on our last show. However, all the patients did not make it, and the doctor actually died from tuberculosis in 1849. In 1856, Stephen, the tour guide, died as well as the other tour guides did, and he's actually buried on the property. The cave is a huge tourist attraction even today. So we've got the doctor, the patients, the tour guides, and Lord knows how many other people have perished inside this cave.
And you want to take us there?
Well, I didn't know, but yeah, still. And obviously, there are hauntings to prove it.
A death sentence for your children.
I would never.
Children.
You literally just said the same thing when I was braiding your hair a minute ago.
Because it hurt really bad.
She was like, you just want to see me in pain.
Yeah, like, yeah, because right. It, like, really, you, like, are pulling the roots in my hair out of my
I'm
head.
I'm trying to make your hair look cute. Anyways.
And I don't like it, and you know that.
All right, back to the story, Goober. Now, there is a huge stone that was put in front of the cabins where the tuberculosis.
tuberculosis. I thought you were about to say tuberculosis.
I was going
to
edit that out, but whatever. The tuberculosis patients had stayed. And when they all died, they put this rock in front of the cabins, and it is known as the corpse rock.
Ooh, that's gross.
I know. People say if you listen long enough, you can hear coughing.
Corona.
Ugh, it's tuberculosis, child.
All right. Spanish influenza thingy. I don't know.
All right. You need to go back to history class. During a part of the tour today, the rangers will turn out all the lights and light the lanterns to give the people a look into how the tours used to be. Because back when Stephen was doing the tours, that's what they did. They lit lanterns and they walked through the caves.
Let me tell you something, okay? I am terrified of the dark, and I don't think that would be an ideal situation for me.
Okay, so we just won't go to the cave. You're missing out. I'll take Addison.
Okay,
so they would put on the lanterns to give everyone the experience of how the tour went at that time. Now, during these, what they called blackouts, they have rangers that have been shoved and have heard footsteps.
No.
A guide named Larry says as he was giving the tour, he noticed a family in the back that he hadn't noticed before. When the lights came back on, they were gone. People have seen apparitions of people in old-time clothes, and it is sworn by many that Stephen, who is buried on the property, still visits from time to time. Now, I could sit here and do this show for hours because there are so many amazing stories that have happened in this cave. But however, we have to do a short story. So if you would like any information on it, of course, you can just look online. There's all kinds of great stories. And, I mean, this place is just truly amazing. And this whole time I was in there, I never knew of all the history around
me. Well, they probably left you alone because they're like, oh, a kid. Let's leave
him. I don't know. They say kids are more sensitive, though. I never saw anything. But I'm always in La La Land. I'm sure I was even as a kid. All right. Well, Coda, let's go ahead and wrap it up.
Okay.
I'm going to cry.
Stop.
All right, guys. Thank you again for listening to us. And don't forget to say hey from time to time. And we love you all. And for the last time, signing off.
Bye. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Normally in these ads, you expect somebody to ask you to buy something. But this is something different. I'm Julian Barnes, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm a national security reporter, and that means I'm reporting on military operations. These are fast-paced, quickly moving situations. What exactly is happening on the ground is often shrouded in mystery, but we turn to trusted sources, satellite imagery, and expertise built up over years in order to ferret out the facts that wouldn't otherwise come to light. I'm here to ask you to seek out a news source that does firsthand fact-based reporting. If it's your local paper, great. If it's the Times, thank you. Because where you go for your information matters.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.